Morning, John. How are you going?
Good morning, everybody out there.
We've got a few things on the agenda this morning. We're going to start with trips to KK, which is in Malaysia, and you're going to pronounce what that stands for.
Yeah, it's Kota Kinabalu. A lot of people probably used to it by that name. It's in Borneo. It's a very nice spot for a holiday. We've got a five-star resort over there called the Pacific Sotira Hotel, and the package price, was just a little bit over $1,200. It's return airfares, traveling with Malaysian Airlines, 7 nights at this five-star resort in a deluxe sea view room. And you've got some dinners and some lunches and some cocktails and mugs of beer and movie tickets thrown in. It's just a warm place to go to. It's for travel up to 31 March from memory. And looking outside all during the week, it was pretty ordinary. So I think KK looks like a pretty good spot for a holiday.
And you have to book that by the 31st of October. And you've been there.
I have been there. I didn't stay at that particular resort. I stayed at the Hilton in town because they gave me the right price. But it's an interesting place. It's not far from Orangutan Sanctuary, so people want to do walks up Mount Kota Kinabalu or just do a rainforest-type holiday. It's a good spot to start off from.
Moving on to a cruise. This is from Singapore, so you fly from Melbourne to Singapore. Then the cruise, 2295.
Yeah, this one's a really good option. It's return airfares with Singapore Airlines, Melbourne to Singapore return. And you've got one night pre-cruise at the Royal Plaza on Scotts, which is a really good 4.5-star hotel with a free upgrade to a premier room. Get breakfast daily. You get free in-room minibar beverages, non-alcoholic, replenished daily, internet access for free. Then you head off on 4 nights on Royal Caribbean's Mariner of the Seas in a large ocean view stateroom. All meals, of course, when you're on a cruise. As long as you don't gamble or go to the shop, the cruise should be free for you, basically. And then get back to Singapore for another 2 nights. You get a Gardens by the Bay tour as well, which is a big feature in Singapore at the moment. And then you fly home and, it's another great warm spot to go to.
And finally, Club Med. They've been around for ages, Club Med. This is booked by the 30th of September, 40% off.
Yeah, Club Med Carney. It's a new resort that Club Med have got in the Maldives. It's probably only, I think it'd be lucky to be 12 months old. I have been to the Maldives twice. Some of my lucky co-workers have also been as well. It is the place to go to in the whole world if you want a beach holiday. It's 28 during the day. It's 30 overnight.
Bit warmer than Bendigo at the moment.
It's a lot warmer than Bendigo, but it's 28 overnight and 30 during the day. So little small atolls, beautiful ocean breezes, fantastic food, Club Med. Is all inclusive, so it's all drinks, all meals. It's about $3,700 per head for the week, which is kind of normal for the Maldives, but you won't have a better beach holiday anywhere in the world.
I keep hearing Maldives mispronounced. It's definitely Maldives, isn't it?
Maldives is how you say it.
I think I've heard it Maldives or something.
Maldives is
Maldives, what, that's what I've heard.
That's what most people say, but when you speak to the locals, it's Maldives.
And John, the expo's not far away.
Yeah, Saturday, 16 September, come along to the All Seasons Conservatory from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. There's over 24 experts in destinations all around the world. So come along and find out some knowledge, even if you're not travelling this year. Come and have a chat to them and you'll find out what you need to know and you can get organised for next year.
I'll put you on the spot. Who worked last Saturday? Because you're a bit unsure.
It was Michelle.
Michelle, and who's working this morning?
Kerry.
Bendigo Travel and Cruise, corner Mitchell and Hargrove Streets, open this morning from 10. Thanks, John. We'll talk again very soon.
Good morning.